topic for today is chatzitza and tefillah. So yesh lachkar, when a person goes to the mikveh with chatzitza, is it that they didn't go to the mikveh at all? It's like they left their pinky outside the mikveh. The total lafka of the ma'aseh tefillah. Or is it that it's a ma'aseh tefillah? It's just a ma'aseh tefillah of a psul. So this chakir of hafka versus psul comes with many areas of halacha. First in shechs, and there was a psul in the shechita. So do we say that's not shechita at all? That's nechira. That's the animals of nevela. Or do you say no? It's a shechita. It's just a shechita psul and the animals of trepa. So there, the nafkamina is very, very clear. What's the status of the animal? Is it matamit tumas nevela or is it tahar and just aser bishrum trepa? By chatzit and tefila, the outcome is the same. Either way, the woman is not tahara, or the man is not tahar. So the question is much more subtle, and it's a lumdish question, it's a very subtle question, whether or not it's hafkas hamaisa, or it's just a psul. So I want to discuss some of the nafkaminas that might come out of
this. The nafkamina would be that also, if she can tell them off the Shabbos, that would be that.
What do you mean?
We would delay tefila. If it isn't real tefila, but there was a chatzitza.
So it is as if you didn't put off your tefillah. Theoretically, it's a nafkamina. I'm going to discuss some other nafkaminas, but that's the direction to go in. You know, again, the point being, the nafkaminas are much more subtle here because either way, she's not tahara now. The question is, you know, in terms of lomdus, is it a mice or is it not a mice? I didn't discuss that one, but that's potentially a nafkamina. So I think this, before we discuss nafkaminas, just in terms of the formulations, the tour begins Hilchos Chatzitza Kuf Tzariches by writing Tzricha Shetit Kol Gufo B'Hamachas. A woman has to immerse her entire body in one time in the mikvah. L'fikach Tzarek Shaliyeh Aleh Shrum Davar Chotetz Rafilu Kol Shu. And therefore, a woman has to get rid of all the chatzitza. So, what's the Tzrichas Advarin here, you know, in the Torah? So the Beit Yosef picked up on this. Like, what's the connection? The whole time is discussing chatzitza, and he begins with the halach of Tefilas Kol Gufo Ka'ach. So the Beit Yosef claims that what the Torah is trying to emphasize is the tefillah ka'achas. You would have thought that you go to the mikvah with the chatzitza, fine. Then you take off the chatzitza and you put it in your hand, you put it in your leg, whatever had a chatzitza in. From the fact that you need tefillah ka'achas, that's why the Torah is telling us you need tefillah ka'achas, and therefore chatzitza poses a problem. You can't just fix it later by immersing that one aver that had a chatzitza. But I think you could say, Nisvara, that what the Torah is emphasizing isn't the idea of tefillah ke'achas. Rather, it's tefillah kol gufo ke'achas. Emphasize the kol gufo, meaning when a person goes to the mikvah and has a chatzitza, it's as if it's not kol gufo in the mikvah. Right? It's as if their finger is outside the mikvah. So, I'm just picking up on the diuk that Beis Yosef makes. He's trying to emphasize the difficulty in the Torah is that he starts the whole seven dealing with chatzitza, and he mentions this halacha, tefillah kol gufo ke'achas, two halachas, kol gufo and ke'achas. Your whole body has to be in the mikvah, it has to be all at one point. So he, one point in time, he emphasizes the ke'achas point, that has to be, you know, at one point in time, as opposed to just putting it in your hand in later. Now, I'm saying that maybe you can emphasize the kol gufo point and say that tefillah with a chatzitza is as if it's not kol gufo in the mikvah. But the other side of the chakir, that's just a posel, also, I think, has rayas in Lashonis the Rishonim. The Rambam in Hilchos Mikvot, Perek Aleph, Halacha Beis, says if a person goes to the mikvah with a chatzitza, well, also lahen tefillah. The tefillah doesn't work. What does it mean the tefillah doesn't work? It sounds like it is a tefillah, it just wasn't metayer. It doesn't work. It doesn't mean it's not a tefillah. So if you're metayer in the Lashon, admittedly, you don't have to make that diuk, but I think you can make that diuk, and then thereby say the Rambam holds that it really is a ma'aseh tefillah, just a psul in the ma'aseh tefillah. Similarly, the Rambam in Hilchos Yisuri Bia tells us that you should know there's a concept of nida. He discusses all the dinim of nida, and then he says, but she has to go to the mikvah for her to be tahora. The lesson is like this: Eina isha ola mitumasa v'yotza mide erva asha titzbo b'mei mikvah kasher. She has to go to the mikvah, and then he tells us what a mikvah is. V'lo yihya davar chotzeit bein b'saro v'in amayim. Over hilchos mikvos yisbayer, he tells us three things: a mikvah kasher v'apostle, what a mikvah is; v'derech hatfila, and how to go to the mikvah; Umishpite hachatzitza and dine chatzitza. The Ram splits off all of Hilchos mikvahs into three categories: what a mikvah is, the hechefta of the mikvah; what the derech hatfila is, do the kavana, do you do without kavana, how your body should be, you know, you should be oregas, etc. And thirdly, the dine chatzitza. So the Ram splits dine chatzitza from derech hatfila. Derech hatfila is the ma'aseh tefila, and he splits dine chatzitza from the second category, which is derech tefila, which is the ma'aseh tefila. So again, you could say that I'm just telling you here that the three main areas of halacha and mikvah you have to be aware of. You have to make sure it's a mikvah, you have to make sure there's a ma'aseh tefillah, you have to make sure there's no chatzitzas. But I think it's noteworthy the Rambam split them, and it's possible to medayik and say the Rambam is telling you that no, derech tefillah has nothing to do with chatzitza. It's a tefillah even if you have a chatzitza. It's just, it's in fact the second problem of psul chatzitza. So we have a chakira here. What's the chesaron of tefillah with chatzitza? Is it hafkat ha'maisa, or is it just a posel? And potentially it's a machlokas between the tour and the Rambam. At least you have those lashonos in each of the tour and the Rambam. This issue might be connected to the whole makor for dini chatzitza. How do we know chatzitza poses a problem in tefillah? So there are actually a number of gemaras in different places that quote very similar psukim, and there's also a problem in girsas in some of the psukim. There's a psukim in Erev and Naphtalis, in Baba Kama Pei Beis, Psukat Tafav, Psachim Kuftes. There are a lot of psukim, and they all quote variations of a similar pasuk. It's not clear which pasuk they're quoting in each case. But I'll read to you the Sugin in Erevin. The Sugin in Erevin, according to one girsa, says, V'rochat es kol b'saro, shalo yadavar chotet bin b'saro l'mayim. You have to wash your body, therefore you can't have something chotet bin b'saro l'mayim. So, it's not clear how to learn this drasha, but it's possible to understand this drasha saying that if you don't have rochat es kol b'saro, you don't have rochat es kol b'saro, you don't have a tefillah at all. Tefillah means kol b'saro. If it's not kol b'saro, it's not tefillah. Right, it's a total hafkah. You don't have to learn it that way, but I think it's definitely one way of learning that drasha. Now it's interesting, the Sifra, excuse me.
It's a little bit off the topic, but if that's the drasha, how do we know you have to wash your hair? How do you know that that's called basara?
So the Gemara, I think, learns es hatafel the basara. That's a good point. The Gemara raises that issue. The Sifra in Parashat Tzara, in Parashat Zavim, Perek Vavos Tes, tells us that the Din Chatzitza applies not only to a man, V'rochat, speaking to the Zav or the Balkari, but even to the Zav. V'rochat Subamayim V'timu Ad Aref, Hikish Rechitzat So L'Rechitzat So. Her Rechitza, her Tefillah, is like his Tefillah. Ma Rechitzat So B'Nikiyus, just like his Tefillah has to be B'Nikiyus, without Chatzitza, Af Rechitzat So B'Nikiyus. So this idea of calling a Tefillah without a Chatzitza, a Rechitza B'Nikiyus, to me, it sounds like it's just a psul. Anyway, it's a rechitza. The question is it a rechitza b'nikiyas, or is it a rechitza without a nikiyas? It's like a tznai chitzoni, it's like an external posel that's going to say, oh, it's a rechitza, it's just not a rechitza with nikiyas. It's not matri, it's not matari. Now, the difficulty with this is that the whole source of this drasha is being makish a woman to a man. The man is the pasuk I quoted before, or one of those psukim of rachas, kol b'sar, etc. Now we're being makish rechitza so, the rechitza so. So it's hard to say there's a machlokas here about how to learn the drasha, because the woman's drasha, you know, the drasha expanded to a woman's tefillah is called nikiyas, which is only a posel I'm claiming. And the first one I said maybe it's really hafkat ha'maisa. So it's hard to know how to really deal with this, but I think at least the way the Sifra is understanding the limud, it's just a posel. Maybe the Sifra understood even the first limud, v'rochas b'sar b'mayim, is just a posel. But I think the limudim here are a little bit ambiguous, but I think that the Sifra certainly is pointing in the direction of saying that the problem of chatzitza is just a posel, it's not hafkat ha'maisa. I want to discuss some nafkaminas and rayas to this question. So we know that midoraisa, the only thing that's chotzeit is rubo hamas, right? Miyutosh eno makbid. Well, that's not even close to the Rabbanan, but miyuto hamakvid and rubo sheino makvid are chotzeit midrabbanan, right? So let's discuss some of those cases. Rubo veino makvid. Yeah, a person has a chatzitza and rove their goof. Wow, it's a lot of big chatzitza, right? They just painted their house and they had decided to they're gonna fight with or whatever that party with their children, and now they have paint and rove their body and they go into the mikvah, right? Levin. Now, why is this tefillah work? So Rashi in Erevin Daf Dalid, the Maskel Ve'ino Makbid, explains that this chatzitza is batel to your goof. Because you're not makbid on it, well, let's presume for a second that you're not makbid on the paint. Maybe you are makbid on the paint, but let's say that you're a painter and you don't really mind and it's all in fun and whatever. Ve'in hazman, you're not really so concerned about it. So you have paint on most of your body and you're eino makbid. So you go to the mikvah, you're tahor, right? Says Rashi, it's because it's batel tirkuf. That chatzitza is batel tirkuf. If you look at the Brisk Rav in Hilchos Mikvot, Perek Beis, Halachat Zayin, he doesn't quote Rashi, but he argues in Rashi. he's discussing why chatzitza that's not makbid isn't chotek, and he says like this: the yesh kanal kol panim bias mayim, that bias mayim shal mitzaso chashuva bias mayim al kulo. He says the bias mayim on part of the body, that's the water went on to most to miyuto, that is considered a bias mayim for kulo. So he's not saying that the chatzitza is batal to your goof. He's saying that the chatzitza is not batal to your goof, but still. It's still, since you're not makbid, the bias mayim on mitzvaso is chashuv bias mayim al kulo. So mitzvara lechora, we can say that if you would assume that chatzitza is mamash rafkila ma'ita tefila, tefila with chatzitza is not a tefila at all. So then the only way, then you're forced into saying like Rashi, you have to say that hakama works. It's not a ma'ita tefila, says the chatzitza. Oh, but this chatzitza is not a chatzitza; it's part of your body. Then a makbid becomes part of your body; it's part of your skin. But if you assume that chatzitza is a posel, right? It's a post-sale. So then you can say, like, if it's for us, it's a post-sale. Okay, it's a post-sale. It's only a post-sale when you're a makbid. If you're not a makbid, the bias mayim and mitzaso can work l'kulo. And what's an afkamina that emerges from this question, l'chara, is whether or not the chatzitza has to be in the mikvah, right? According to Rashi, it's pashut that the chatzitza has to be in the mikvah. Because for Rashi, the chatzitza is part of your body. It's batel l'gufo. Right? So if it's batel l'gufo, so then it's considered a ma'aseh tefillah. Right, but then the chatzitza has to be in the mikvah. According to Biskarov, it's not entirely clear if the chatzitza itself has to be in the, let's say, of a very large chatzitza. So your whole body is in the mikvah, the chatzitza isn't in the mikvah. So you might say that it's a posel. Okay, here the posel doesn't apply because the yitzmayim al mikvah applies, is considered the kulo. But the chatzitza itself doesn't have to be in the mikvah. The chatzitza itself isn't part of your body. Mechatesi should be in the, it should be in the mikvah. Now the afkamina is miuto. Umakbid. What's it in miyuto umakbid? You have a very small, stain, or you're about to get married, and it's your wedding day, and you have on your face, you have a blotch of paint that you were just painting your apartment, your new apartment. So you're makbid, you're very upset about it. So that's chotzit. It's miyuto umakbid. So why is that? It's miyuto, so it's not chotzit midoraisa, right? It's not chotzit midoraisa, miyuto umakbid, it's not chotzit. Why isn't it chotzit? So here we have a similar machlokas. The Siddur Tara in Siman Kuf Tzariches Aleph writes, just like Rashi in Erev, and he says that miyuto makbid is batal to your guf. The difficulty, is very obvious. Mehechatesi should be batal to your guf. It's your makbid on it. You don't want it there. So it's going to say it's batal. So the Siddur Tara apparently thinks that since it's so small, it's insignificant, it's less than rov, so it'll be batal to your guf. And the Chazon Ish writes, like the Brisker Rav, by Rubo Beinu Makbid, the Chazon Ish writes that it's in Yoradea Simen Sarihei Os Gimel, it's Lashon Ish, Kulo Tocha Mikvah, Rubo Nogeva Mayim, Hechshivasa Torah Tfila. When you have Miyuto HaMakbid, so since most of your body's in the Mikvah, and you're not Makbid on that, so then it's Hechshivasa Torah Tfila, it's considered a Maisa Tfila. So again, Lachori, you can be told this Machlokes on our Chakira. Namely, if you understand that the chatzitza makes it not a tefillah, it's mafkila shein tefillah, then again you're forced into saying that, how come it's a tefillah here? Oh, it's part of your guf. It's not enough to say like Chazon Ish. It's not enough to say that chshivasa tara tefillah. Whereas if you assume that it's just a posel, so it's a posel. When it's a posel, maybe it's not going to be a posel in a case where most of your body is, there's no chatzitza most of your body, it's just miyuto makbid, it's not a posel. Now, for me, that comes out of this question is let's say you have miyut hamakbid, but it's not you can't say it's batel to your guf. For example, let's say somebody else is holding my hand very tightly, right? So the water doesn't get under his hand, it doesn't go onto my hand. So if you say that the din of miyuto umakbid is a din of bitel aguf, like the Siddur Tara. So it's hard to say that your hand is bustled to my goof. It's very difficult to say that. Whereas, if you say that the din is that since the bias mayim came on most of the body, so shivasa tara, the bias mayim al kulos, then it's not a problem. And that's what Chazon Ish says. Chazon Ish says that, somebody else is holding your hand, or even if your own body is being choteit, so let's say you have the kamatim, the person is very overweight, and part of his body is being choteit, another part of his body. So Chazon Ish says it's not a problem, because in the end of the day, the bias mayim and rov works. But if you assume that the din here of miyuto It's hard to say that it's really bottled to your goof. What's bottled to your bottled to your own goof? Certainly if it's something else, but even if it's your own goof, it's possible it would be a problem.
Why is hair in the mouth possible?
Hair?
If she holds her hair in her mouth, is that a psoldi araisa because of miyot hamakbid, or is that, excuse me, is that derabanan because of miyot hamakbid, or is that the araisa because there's no piyos mayim?
So I would say that's the araisa, there's no piyos mayim. I think so, yeah. I mean, the Chazit talks about a case where, that's based on starim. This is not even based on starim. This is your hair.
The hair is a problem.
Yeah, so I think there is the rest, you know?
Right. And we're saying that the flower of bittul wouldn't apply. I mean, it's your own goof.
You couldn't say bittul. If you hold like the Chaznish, then it wouldn't be a problem, Lachara. Because the Chaznish would hold, right, that since the water went on part of your body, right, that's exactly the nafkamina we're discussing. Right, Kol Chaznish. Chaznish says that shekulo toch ha'mayim v'ruba nogeva mayim hakshivas tzara tefila. If your whole body is in the water and just the water only touches part of it, it's considered tefila. So l'chara, Kol Chaznish wouldn't be a problem. L'chara. I mean, you can look at this case on three levels. You could say it's a psul d'oraisa, right? That it's not even b'yaz mayim. You could say it's a psul d'rabbanan. Kol Chaznish, I think you'd say it's not even possible at all. L'chara. No?
Well, it might be makbid.
It might be makbid. No, but he says miyot makbid. He says psul drabban. He says psul drabban. Another case is the question of min mimina, right? This actually comes up, or I'm sure it comes up today. It came up at one point when the woman had difficulty going to the mikveh because they couldn't get certain parts of their body wet. So an etzah was given. I'm going to talk about this. Let's use fish skin. Fish skin apparently is b'riyasim n'mayim al fidin. So min mimina in a chotet, the fish skin will cover the pesa and it won't pose a problem. The question is min mimina chotet by tefila or not? So one, how do we know min mimina in a chotet? It's a klal, right? So it seems maybe a machlokes shonu if we pass in that way, but let's assume that we pass the min mimina in a chotet. At the same time, if you need positive maga, right, if you need the water to actually touch your body, so you don't have positive maga, even by minumino. So, misvara, this chor is tali on our hakira, namely, if you say that the din of chatzitz is mafkiya the maisa tefila, then you'd say that the chor, minumino is chotet, because there's no maisa tefila. Maisa tefila means your body has to be completely immersed and completely surrounded by water. So minumino stops the water from it's not you're not totally immersed in the water. Whereas you say it's just a posel, so it's a posel. Is it going to be posel in this case? Maybe not. Maybe minumino won't be posel a tefillah. And this is actually a machlokes achronim. Avni Nezer and Yardeya Reish Tam Ches Yud Zayin assumes the Rapasha that you need positive maga and therefore minumino is chotek. We don't have an etza of using fish skin for a woman who can't get her petza wet. But the Chavetz Ta'aras in the Hosafos, the Chavetz Ta'aras in the back, in the Os Dalid, he assumes Lamaskana that really Min Mimino will not pass the Latzvila. And so what I would have said is that, because it's only a postel, and the postel won't apply to Min Mimino. But interestingly, he actually assumes that the Chatzitz is Afkira the Maisa Tfila, and yet he still says Min Mimino doesn't pass. Not like I was saying a second ago. And he explains that because the chatzitza of minumino is bottled to the guf, so it is a maisa tefila. He wants to say that again, just like we said based on Rashi, based on the Sidri Tara, if the chatzitza is bottled to your guf, so then you can say you can have everything. You can say it's a chatzitza, and yet still it's a maisa tefila, and that's what the Chavetz actually says. Minumino is not chotetz, even though he thinks that usually chatzitza is a maisa tefila. Here it's part of your body, and the minumino is not chotetz.
But it's not the min of your body; it's the min of the water.
Right, so I think he says that still the chatzitza is batel to your guf. It's mito sheinu makbid and it's batel to your guf. As long as it's batel to your guf, so it's part of your guf. So the water now touches the fish skin. The fish skin is part of your body. I recognize the fact that the fish skin is not your body. So.
But then what's between fish skin and anything else?
L'chor, he would say this. So what's the mile of fish skin?
I thought we were talking about fish skin because it's made of water.
Right, I think it's a good point, but I think otherwise you'd have a psul d'rabbanan, right? Meaning you'd have a psul d'rabbanan because it's miyuto she. Let's presume it's miyuto hamakbid, right?
That's for sure.
So it's miyuto hamakbid. So how does this work? It's miyuto hamakbid, should be psul d'rabbanan. But since it's min mimino, you're saying it doesn't really connect.
Yeah.
I'm just not sure how the Kavatoris and the other Nezer are parallel.
They didn't have a problem as whether a minumino is the problem. A
minumino
problem?
Fish men or person men? Like watermen or person men?
I thought they were talking about watermen.
So what does watermen make a difference one way or the other, legabi, whether or not it's bustled to your body? How is fish skin any better than anything else to be bustled to your body?
I hear you. I have to look back at it. Okay. What about kulo? Let's say a person has chatzitz of a kulo. Right? So the Gemara Yevamos, on the Ayin Chesem and Beis, says that a chatzitza of a kulo passes, even if it's enomachbi. Usually we assume the chatzitza enomachbi doesn't post it, right? The Gemara says, it's actually talking about an interesting case, a woman is pregnant and she goes to the mikveh and she, to miskaya, to become Jewish, and she wants to know if her child is also converted through this tefillah, and the Gemara says, yes. The Gemara says, it's kulo of enomachbi, it should be chotze. The Gemara has an answer, Hainer Revise, which we'll get to in a second. But the Gemara, the faculty of the Gemara, makes it very clear that kulo ve'eno machbid is chotetz midoraisa. The question is why. So the Brisker Rav in Hilchot Mikvot, as I quoted before, he has the following lashon. He says the afakav the halacha lemoshim we see now is din chatzitza talu b'machbid ala. Chatzitza is always talu b'machbid. We call makom kaven shuhu kulo mechusa in kain hari ein kan bias mayim klal. Mishum hachi lo daininan v'zeh klal dini chatzitza v'lo nemar v'zeh halacha dino machbid ein chotetz. So the Brisker Rav says that when a person goes to the mikveh with a chatzitza kulo, that's not a tefillah at all, right? Ain't gonna be as mine called. It's not even a tefillah. It's a total hafkat ha'maisa. So if I don't care if you're machmir, you're not machmir, you're not in the mikveh. The chatzitza takes over and it's hafkat ha'maisa tefillah. So it sounds like from the Brisker Rav that generally a chatzitza is just a posa, right? Only when it's a chatzitza but kulo do we say it's a hafkat ha'maisa, right? That's just an interesting formulation. The Brisker Rav assumes, and I think this well with what we said before in terms of the Brisker Rav, the Brisker Rav assumes that the chatzitza is really just a psul, except for chatzitza bakulo, where that's a total hafkas maisa. You didn't have to say this. You could have said that chatzitza bakulo is a posel, and it's a posel midaraisa, but that's not what the Brisker Rav says. Now, getting back to that Gemara in Yevamos, the Gemara says over there that the tefillah for the child works. And the Lashon HaGemara is Hainu Revise. That's the way the child grows. So the tefillah of the child works, even though the child is enveloped and surrounded totally by the mother. So the question is, how is this to be understood? Meaning, very nice, it's Derech Dilasa, Hainu Revise. But Lamaisa, the child, there's no Maga Mayim at all. So why is the tefillah Ola for the child? So if we assume that Chatzitza is Mafkir Lamaisa tefillah, so then you have to say here that the ma'isa tefillah of the ubar includes the mother. That Hainu Revise essentially means that we're going to redefine the ma'isa tefillah. For an ubar, the ma'isa tefillah means it's mother going to mikvah. Whereas if you assume that chatzitza usually is a problem of a posel, so you have to say, well, here it's not a posel. It's just the way you understand chatzitza in general is going to affect how you understand Hainu Revise. Is Hainu Revise redefining the ma'isa for the ubar? The ma'isa tefillah for the ubar includes the mother. Or is Hainu Revise just telling you there's no psul because Hainu Revise? That, I think, might have an impact on how far you expand Hainu Revise. Right? Is Hainu Revise only when it's natural? Or is Hainu Revise anytime it's necessary? So the Sidri Tara and Kuf Tzadi Ches Yotes assumes that, or writes at one point, that it's only when it's natural, only when it's betoldasa, not when it's superimposed, when you just create a situation of Hainu Revise. Whereas others say claim that Hainu Revise exists in all cases. A woman has a pesa, she needs a bandage, that's Hainu Revise. So, Misvara, the more I understand that we're redefining the Maisa Tefillah, so I say for the Uber, this is the Maisa Tefillah. So then it's hard to say that for you, just because you have this pesa and you have this bandage, it's a new Maisa Tefillah. But the more I understand, it's just a question of being posel, so it's not going to be posel when it's needed, when it's derech dilasa, when it's something you need, it won't be a posel. So that, I think, might have an impact on how far you can expand Hainu Revise to the contemporary cases that are very relevant, women going to the mikvah, certain bandages. And lastly, I just wanted to discuss the issue of Beis HaStarim. We know, the Gemara tells us the need of some Kavavah Mabez, that Beis HaStarim have to be royal of Bias Mayim. A person goes to the mikvah, and they have a chatit in their mouth. So the water doesn't have to go into their mouth, right? But if they have a chatzit in their mouth, the tefillah doesn't work. Why not? Because the Gemara says you need ra'i l'bias mayim. There's a machlokes that's showing whether or not this need for ra'i l'bias mayim is din d'oraisa or din d'rabbanan. Tosfos over there assumes that it's a din d'oraisa. Chatzitza is posel midoraisa in the mouth. Whereas the Ramban and Kedushin on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, the Ramban Askelhani, quotes there that Chatzitza Beis Hasarim is only going to be a psul d'rabban. So I think it's possible to be told of this on Rosh Hakira again, as well. Namely, if you assume that Chatzitza is just a posel in the tefillah, so maybe Chatzitza, it's a posel midoraisa, so maybe Chatzitza in your mouth also be posel midoraisa. You know, provided that it's, let's say, rubo umakvid, let's say, the Chum Zeil Mitzarif, it was part of the rest of your body, will be rubo umakvid, it'll be a puzzle derisa. Whereas, if you assume that chatzitza is mevatel Hashem tefila, so usually, when you have a chatzitza, it's as if, you know, your finger didn't go in the mikvah. But here, l'chora, it's hard to say that it's going to be mevatel Hashem, the Hashem tefila, because your whole body's in the mikvah, and the Beis Hasarim never gets the water anyway, meaning it's just to be royal of Yasmai. But the mind doesn't actually go there. So I think it's hard to say, l'chora, that a chatzitza in the Beis Hasarim where the water doesn't go anyway is going to be vatal l'shem tefillah. What do you mean it's going to be vatal l'shem tefillah? You went into the mikvah, right? L'chora, the interesting question, whether or not the Beis Hasarim has to be in the mikvah, right? The chatzitza has a fascinating discussion. So let's say you're going to the mikvah with your head up, and your whole body is immersed in the mikvah, even your lips, and only your mouth, you know, is breathing air. So he wants to know if that's psul d'oraisa or not. So he's noting the lahachmer. He thinks that maybe that's a psul d'oraisa because the Beis Hasarim aren't in the mikvah at all. They have to be in the mikvah. In this case, they're not even in the mikvah, right? But Rav Moshe has a fascinating tshuva where he speaks about tefilas kalim and it's being told with electric kalim. And what he basically says that you can have the electric kalim don't have to actually, you know, the bottom of the kli is metal that you put in the mikvah, and the top of the kli you don't have to actually immerse because the top of the kli is the electrical part. So he says, oh, maybe it's one kli. He says, oh, you know, only the bottom part really has is Talon Tefillah, and the top is just Beis Hasarim. That's what he wants to say. That's not much a Chiddush. To say that the top is considered Beis Hasarim, that's the Chal Chiddush. And then to say that the Beis Hasarim don't have to be in the Mikvah, that's even another Chiddush. So, it's a very interesting idea, but I think the passage is like the Chaz Nish, that Beis Hasarim have to be in the Mikvah. But even if Beis Hasarim have to be in the Mikvah, it's not entirely clear that it's going to be Posel Midoraisa, right? So, because what we saw here is a Chakira, it's whether or not tefillah with chatzitza is not a tefillah at all, or it's a tefillah with psul. And we discussed various nafkaminas, the makor, we discussed the question of rubo veino makvid, miyudo makvid, mimimino, kulo veino makvid, and the question of Beis Hasarim, and hainu revisa.